50 years ago, scientists in what was then the Soviet Union started an experiment to study the evolution of domesticated dogs. They wanted to know more about how wolves changed over thousands of years to become dogs, and to see if it was possible to replicate the process of domestication in another, more distantly related species, foxes. The researchers started with a few hundred foxes on a farm in Siberia, and that experiment continues today, as Ashley Cleek reports.
Every day at 5 p.m., Irina Mukhamedshina takes her pet fox out for a walk. They take the elevator down from the sixth floor and go outside. And the fox, on a leash, runs out and immediately starts tunneling into the snow. Irina's fox is named Vilya, and Vilya is both a pet and Irina's dissertation project. Irina is a graduate student at the Institute of Genetics outside of Novosibirsk, the capital of Siberia. Irina walks Vilya through apartment blocks and playgrounds. The fox waits patiently to cross the street. During their walk, groups of women coo at the fox almost like it's a baby. Grown men stop, stare, and snap photos of Vilya. An elderly woman asks, "Is that a wild animal or a domesticated pet?" Irina answers, "The fox is somewhere in between." In fact, Vilya is the result of decades of calculated selection to see if it's possible to repeat the domestication of a wild animal, like a wolf, into a pet, like a dog. The experiments were begun in Novosibirsk by a Russian scientist named Dmitry Belayev in the 1950s. Belayev didn't rely on natural selection. Instead, he selected foxes based on one characteristic, whether or not they would approach humans. Ludmila Trout, who was a student of Belayev's and is now the director of the institute, explains that the researchers would go up to the cages of foxes at a fur farm, poke a stick into the cage, and see how the foxes reacted. Trout says some of the foxes would be really aggressive and suddenly attack the stick. Others would run to the corner of the cage and hide. And very few would come towards the stick, smell it, and look at the researcher. She says those were the ones they took for the initial population. After just 10 years, Trout says, the researchers started to see changes. Wild foxes' tails usually stand up straight, but the foxes they selected and bred had tails that were down, even curled. Some foxes even started wagging their tails. Over generations, the foxes' faces changed from pointed to rounded. After more than 50 years, scientists are still searching for the genes that make an animal either domestic or wild. And of course, it may take a lot longer. But another of the original goals was to see if it was possible to train a fox like a dog. And that's where Irina and Vilya come in. Back in her apartment, Irina cuts up some cheese and starts issuing commands. Irina tells Vilya to sit. The fox sits. Stand. Vilya stands. The fox walks backward on command. Irina makes a circle of her arms, and Vilya jumps through it. Irina hides a piece of cheese behind a dresser and commands Vilya to search. Vilya finds it. So, a tame fox can be trained. But even so, Vilya's not really like a dog. Irina says she's still not totally domesticated. This is an animal that has been selected for 50 years for the quality to be kind to humans. Irina stresses to me that even though a fox can obey commands, it doesn't have the concentration of a dog. The city makes Vilya nervous. She can't be left alone in the apartment. She's disobedient and not totally house-trained. Irina plans to breed Vilya and study her offspring. She wants to see how the pups will grow up, especially around dogs and people. And it's important because tame foxes are slowly becoming popular pets around the world. Research costs are expensive in Russia, and government funding is not always easy to get. And so every year, the institute sells a few of the foxes. On her walks, Irina says occasionally people chide her for having a wild animal on a leash. But, she explains to them, Vilya is not a wild animal. Once, on a walk, Vilya ran off and got lost. But she didn't run to the forest. Vilya went straight to a nearby house. A family let her in, and Vilya began playing with their pet dog. The family returned the fox to Irina. As Irina finishes up her tea, on the other side of a closed kitchen door, Vilya lays half asleep, waiting for Irina. one quick look, and you would swear she was a dog. For the world, I'm Ashley Kleek, in Novosibirsk, Russia.
Ilya! Ilya!
We have a great video of Irina putting Vilya through her paces in the snowy Siberian countryside. That's at PRI.org.